Back now with Day to Day, the U.S. trade deficit has hit a record. The Commerce Department says the deficit hit $225 billion from July through September. Joining me now is John Dimsdale of Marketplace. And John, what's causing this record deficit?
Well, most recently, it's from the higher price of imported oil, which is just adding to the flow of dollars going overseas. And a secondary impact of that oil price is a growing deficit caused by car imports. U.S. car makers are struggling with their line of gas guzzlers, so foreign cars are really popular now. And of course, Chinese imports continue to flood into this country, as anybody who shops at Walmart knows. The U.S. deficit with that country alone was $64 billion in the third quarter.
Well, how much should we worry about this growing trade imbalance?
Well, it depends on who you ask. Our trade's been running deeply in the red for 10 years now, and it's being sustained by foreign investors willing to put their money in the U.S. economy. But the size of the deficit is making a lot of economists nervous. If foreigners decide to put their money elsewhere, it would create a lot of problems. For one thing, the Fed would have to raise interest rates dramatically to keep attracting that overseas investment.
And last week, a group of U.S. officials were in Beijing. They were talking economics with Chinese leaders there. Did they bring home any new agreements?
They did not. China didn't agree to raise the value of its currency or lower tariffs on U.S. exports. But, you know, a Global Insight economist, Nigel Galt, says that the U.S. has to be careful what it wishes for.
It's really in nobody's interest to get a very abrupt change in the relationship with China, because don't forget that the relationship to some extent benefits both sides, because China is getting, you know, export demand from the U.S., but at the same token, China is funneling back the funds to the U.S. to finance the huge current account deficit.
And John, let's look ahead for a bit. How long can this trade imbalance continue?
Well, that's really the $200 billion question, because we're in uncharted territory here. If you had told economists 10 years ago that our trade deficit would be almost 7% of the entire economy, most would have said that's impossible without some sort of collapse. Now, Galt is one of several economists predicting that the trade deficit will be coming down, especially given the moderation in oil prices. And as the U.S. economy slows, he expects the American appetite for Chinese imports to ease up. So we are hearing people say that, you know, the worst is over. But I bet that they're crossing their fingers hoping that they're right. Coming up later today on Marketplace, half a century ago, Paris got rid of most of its streetcars to make way for automobiles. Now the streetcars are coming back, and we'll find out why.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.